From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Serbs say they are overwhelmed after Hungary closed a key border crossing. Serbia's foreign minister said his nation is no longer able to handle the influx of migrants. He declared that his country is not a collection center for refugees. He said it is unacceptable for migrants arriving from Greece and Macedonia to be forced to return to Serbia. Hungary, meanwhile, has declared a state of emergency in two southern counties bordering Serbia and has arrested dozens of migrants and refugees. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Clinging to the iron gates that have sealed the border crossing, the refugees chant, "Let us in, no food, no water, and Europe, shame." Blocking their path is a razor wire fence and beyond lines of Hungarian police. The main highway from Serbia to Hungary has been turned overnight into a fortified front line. The migrants are marooned in Serbia, unsure of where to go and what to do. Henry Ridgewell on the Hungarian-Serbian border.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Russian military aid to Syria could serve to make the conflict in that country worse. Kerry spoke Tuesday with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous rights violations, including murder and torture, in the country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a new report Tuesday that the human rights violations are widespread, systematic, and well-coordinated. Investigators say they were told of multiple cases of suspects being arbitrarily arrested and held in degrading conditions. There are allegations of torture, beatings, waterboarding, and electric shocks. This is VOA News. A White House spokesman Tuesday warned North Korea against engaging what he called irresponsible provocations, that after the North announced that it had restarted normal operations at its Yongbyon nuclear complex. The White House statement issued the statement after North Korea warned that it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. Senior members of the Taliban have announced the resolution of a potential split within the group's leadership. The split followed the death of previous leader Mullah Omar. The various Taliban factions all pledged allegiance Tuesday to the group's new leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. Thai police have for the first time publicly linked last month's bombing in Bangkok to China's Uyghur minority group. Investigators said Tuesday they believe the bombing of a Bangkok shrine was a revenge attack carried out by human traffickers who smuggled Uyghurs through Thailand. The U.S. company General Electric says it is moving 500 jobs to China, France, and Hungary because the U.S. Congress blocked a government program allowing foreign companies to borrow money to buy American goods. Authorization for the lending program at the U.S. Export-Import Bank ended July 1st. Some Republicans in Congress object to the bank, saying it benefits large corporations that can find funding for their products in private markets and do not need government help. A UN special investigator warns Burundi could slip back into open warfare unless the international community takes preventative action. Lisa Schlein reports.
Pablo de Graaf, a UN special investigator on mass violations, says Burundi has turned away from the peaceful path it had followed since the 2000 Arusha agreement that ended the country's civil war. He says the government of President Pierre Nkurunziza is no longer attempting to build a society based on the rule of law, and that the tradition of impunity from past decades has become further entrenched and is being used as a tool of repression and violence. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A civilian member of the United Nations mission in the Central African Republic has been accused of sexual misconduct. It is the 17th such allegation in the past 17 months involving peacekeepers. Victims of the abuse have been as young as 11. A small town near the Utah-Arizona border here in the U.S. is in shock and mourning after a flash flood killed at least 15 people. Officials in Hilldale, Utah, say 12 of the victims drowned when water washed away two cars. At least one of the victims is still missing. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.